Looming over all of this action will be the border wall fight. Mr. Trump is threatening to shut down the government again in less than 3 weeks if Congress cannot reach a deal that provides him money for a wall along the southwestern border, and Democrats and Republicans will enter formal negotiations this week to see if they can reach a compromise on border security funding levels and what constitutes a wall. If you are the President of the United States and you know that you have to defend the nation, do you want to shut the government down? No, Mick Mulvaney, the White House Chief of Staff, said on CBS's Face the Nation. Do you want to declare a national emergency? No, but you do need and want to defend the nation. But with much of the early negotiating likely to take place behind closed doors, both parties seem to agree that after weeks of a near-total shutdown eclipse, Congress needs to move on. They hope that some regular order can help heal the bruises left by the impasse. Border security and immigration issues are important, and we should deal with them, but we can deal with several important issues at the same time, said Senator Susan Collins, Republican of Maine. We can't put the rest of the business of government on hold while these issues, important though they are resolved. For House Democrats, the return to normal governance provides a window to reclaim some of the attention the shutdown drained from the initial rollout of their legislative agenda. House Democratic leaders had insisted when they took control early this month that the shutdown would not affect their carefully choreographed agenda rollout. But it did. Speaker Nancy Pelosi of California and her allies plan to hold a ceremony on Wednesday to formally reintroduce the Paycheck Fairness Act, a measure intended to equalize pay between men and women that Democrats have tried to enact for 20 years. Like other bills under consideration in the House, it is unlikely to be taken up by the Republican-controlled Senate, but it is a key piece of Democrats' messaging to voters ahead of the 2020 elections.